This is the Game Act Hotline for January 22nd, 2006, episode 18.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all of the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for this week. Well, let's go ahead and let's get to our news in our area. First off, we want to tell you that we're going to have a console event this Friday. It's going to be from 12 to 8 at Snoqualmie Hall, room 212. It's going to cost $3. We're going to have Halo 2, Smash Brothers Melee, and we're also going to have some Burnout 3. So that's going to be some fun. Have some drinks and pizza. We're also going to be having a club fair on Thursday in the Snoqualmie Hall. Not only will you be able to meet our club, but you'll also get to meet the Anime Club, and you'll also get to meet the Fantasy Gamers Club, and you also get to meet all the other really fun clubs that are at the Edmonds Community College. We also want to tell you that the Fatality, the pro gamer, is actually going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday, which is probably tonight if you're listening to this, or if you're listening to this on Monday morning, I'm sorry you missed it, but he'll be talking about video game playing and also how he makes a living off of it. We also going to have a gamer conference this February over in the Seattle area, and it's going to be a lot of video game makers and also going to be having some interesting people come in and have some workshops. So that'll be a fun time to come and hope to see you there. I'll be there giving out my card to some video game makers, hoping we can get some interviews for the show. But that's enough for us. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. Misinformed over video gamers' suicide. In a recent AFP news article, it was reported that a member of a gaming forum on the internet committed suicide live on his webcam. It was said that the person, whose username was Cujo, was rambling on about his financial problems and problems at school for hours before committing suicide in front of many users by drinking antifreeze and taking pills. It was later shown that the boy did die from overdosing and poisoning himself, but was actually a user by the name of Kuja105, and that he had committed suicide many days after the forum posting and a call from the forum administrator. AFP has quietly retracted the story. Our next news story, Jack Thompson threatens Take-Two Interactive. Jack Thompson worked his way into the news today by threatening in a letter to take action if Take-Two Interactive, the makers of Manhunt, The Warriors, and Grand Theft Auto series, did not recall all the four named games off the shelf by Wednesday of this week. This letter was sent after multiple assaults occurred that some say were inspired by some of the Take-Two Interactive games. One assault was of two Florida boys attacking homeless people, leaving one dead and two injured. Take-Two Interactive has not commented on the matter. Our next news story, illegal ads placed in Counter-Strike maps. Subway sandwich chain may think twice about in-game ads after what occurred in the last few months. In an Ars Technica article, it talks about how the Subway sandwich company placed ads in certain maps for the game Counter-Strike Source. An ad agency that works for Subway had some server operators in certain areas of the United States place ads on the walls of some maps of their servers. A few months later, the ad agency announced the success of their marketing in a press release. Steam, the makers of the Counter-Strike series, has a license agreement placed for players of their software, stating that they cannot use their software for personal commercial use. Steam has not commented on their intent, but has placed this as a legal matter. Our next news story, Nintendo announces a November release for the Revolution. Nintendo announced that they will be releasing the Revolution for the holiday season this year, according to the Seikai Shinbun. The Revolution is also set to be released at the end of this year, in Japan. Reggie Fils Ames, Executive Vice President for Marketing for Nintendo, stated this week in a News.com interview, boasting the Revolution, saying, "We will sell more units than the Xbox 360 did here in the United States in our launch window. I mean, in December, we sold more GameCubes in the United States than Microsoft sold 360s, and Revolution will do better than that." He also stated that Nintendo is working hard on better development tools and a reasonable price for the system. Okay, that's it for our news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's get to our top games from Gamefly.com. Number 3, Prince of Persia, The Two Thrones. Number 2, Condemned, Criminal Origins. And the number 1 top-rated game for this week, Dead or Alive 4. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at top games in Europe. Number 5, FIFA 2006. Number 4, Peter Jackson's King Kong. Number 3, Pro Evolution Soccer 5. Number 2, The Sims 2. And the number 1 top game in Europe, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Okay, let's look at the top downloaded games for the Xbox Live Arcade. Microsoft released the top rate downloaded games this week, and we have the list right here. Number 5, Zuma. Number 4, Bejeweled 2. Number 3, Smash TV. Number 2, Gauntlet. And the number 1 top downloaded game for the Xbox Live Arcade, Geometry Wars Retro Evolved. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our new releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For the Xbox and PS2, Torino 2006, the official video game of the 20th Olympic Winter Games by 2K Sports. For the Xbox, World War II Combat, Road to Berlin by Groove Games. For the PS2, Devil May Cry 3, Special Edition by Capcom. For the GameCube, there are no GameCube games this week. For the DS, our video game for this week, True Swing Golf by Nintendo. For the Game Boy Advance, there are no Game Boy Advance games this week. But for the PC, GT Legends by Simbin. Okay, that's all we have for news and releases. Let's go ahead and let's look at some commercials, and we'll come back with our trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, "That last level stinks"? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back. Let's go ahead and let's check out our video game trivia for this week.
Coca-Cola, not a bar. And I'm looking for some action.
Our first category, cel-shaded games. Number 1, this PS2 platform game has you play as a thieving raccoon trying to steal back the Book of Thieving from evil villains. Number 2, this cartoon racing game was a launch game for the Xbox and let you use weapons to slow down your opponents. Alright, our final question. This Dreamcast game had you place graffiti on walls while blading around the city. Okay, let's go to our next category, golf games. This is the name of Nintendo's golf game. Number two, this golf game is brought to you by EA Sports. And number three, this arcade golf game is usually played in a lot of local bars and bowling alleys and uses a trackball. Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to our final category, Tecmo. This football game for the NES is one of the most favorite games among NES fanboys. Okay, number two. This series features the ninja Ryu Hayabusa as he uses his sword, ninja stars, and a circle of fire for protection. Okay, our final question. This Tecmo game has you playing volleyball with pretty girls in bikinis instead of fighting each other. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. The guys over at Penny Arcade have finally released a book filled with many of their cartoons. It has the first 2 years of their comics, an introduction by Foxtrot's Bill Amend, and is only $13. What I want to know is, what's the name of the book? Okay, I'll give you guys a little time to think about it while we listen to a couple more commercials. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
If you're ready for a change from video battles in outer space, here's a great new game that's really down to earth. In fact, it's underground. Atari's Dig Dug, a challenging and humorous video game the whole family will enjoy. Children will quickly learn the basic gameplay and will be continually amused by the comical characters and the 20 different upbeat sound effects. Adults and serious game enthusiasts will find the fast-paced action and the strategy a real challenge. Our hero, Dig Dug, is a player-controlled character who tunnels through a subterranean landscape, searching for the monsters, Pooka and Figar, the fire-breathing dragon.
There's something awkward about writing a promo for a show. Doing the show, no problem. Write an essay, sit down, talk for a bit about what's on my mind, what's new in geekdom. Throw out a game review or two, and then read the essay, which of course focuses on a geek topic. NPR wouldn't run it because they're too good. Not that I'm bitter. But the promo, that's the tricky thing. See, that's the time when you have to say, hey, listen to my podcast that's about half an hour long, has me talking geek to you, and ends with an essay that's also about geeky stuff. It's called Geek Fu Action Grip. People seem to like it. It's been around for several months, and there's no sign of it stopping. It's in the Podcast Pickle Hall of Fame and a proud member of the Sci-Fi Podcast Network. You can find it at www.geekfuactiongrip.com. And I don't know how to just come out and say that. I'll let you know if I come up with something.
Welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to the movie. Our first category was cel-shaded games. Number one, this PS2 platform game has you play as thieving raccoon trying to steal back the book of thieving from evil villains. And the answer is, what is Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus? Number two, this cartoon racing game was a launch game for the Xbox and let you use weapons to slow down your opponents. And the answer to that was, what is cell damage? And our final question, this Dreamcast game had you place graffiti on walls while blading around the city. And the answer to that was, what is Jet Grind Radio? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our golf games. Number one, this is the name of Nintendo's golf game. And the answer is, what is Mario Golf? Number two, this golf game is brought to you by EA Sports. And the answer to that is, what is the Tiger Woods PGA Golf Series? And finally, this arcade game is usually played in a lot of local bars and bowling alleys and uses a trackball. And the answer to that is, what is Golden Tee? Okay, let's go to our final question. Tecmo, this football game for the NES is one of the most favorite games among NES fanboys. And the answer is, what is Tecmo Bowl? Number two, this series features ninja Ryu Hayabusa as he uses his sword, ninja stars, and circle of fire for protection. And the answer to that is, what is Ninja Gaiden? Alright, our final question. This Tecmo game has you playing volleyball with pretty girls in bikinis instead of fighting each other. And the answer to that is, what is Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. The guys over at Penny Arcade have finally released a book filled with many of their cartoons. What I wanted to know is, what's the name of the book? And the answer is, what is Penny Arcade Volume 1, Attack of the Bacon Robots? Well, I hope you had a great time with the trivia this week. Please visit us at www.gameacthotline.com if you want to go ahead and leave comments or you want to read our show notes. You can also email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions. And you can vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or Yahoo Podcast. So until next week, go ahead and turn your video games back up. Hope you guys have a great week. Bye, guys.